Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode Big Deuce 00, baby. That's 200 in layman's terms. We got the big 200 here, and we're going to celebrate it with this gem, this masterpiece of 2000s time capsule cinema known as Pitch Black. Mm-hmm. Released in 2000, February 18th, so early 2000. Budget of $23 million, box office of $53.2 million. They called it a sleeper hit. Mm-hmm. All right. This was pretty big back then. I don't know why. Of course, we got Vin Diesel up in this piece, directed by David Twohy. I don't know how you pronounce his last name.
Dwight? Yeah, I don't know either.
Pretty much he's just done Riddick stuff.
Riddick. He did a movie called Below, which I really like. I don't know if that shows up on his filmography, but it's like a haunted submarine movie that I enjoyed watching when I was in high school. Pretty fun.
He did write for a lot of pretty cool movies, but mostly just directed these. The final film credit of PolyGram Filmed Entertainment, which merged with Universal Pictures during production. It was shot in a modest budget. Pitch Black was released in 2000. Mixed reviews from critics who praised some inventive elements, the film's visual style, and Diesel's performance.
Well, yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I like the praise the film's visual style. You should have seen the way this guy films in blue.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Should have seen this.
And at some point, there's like, what do you call it? It's not infrared. It's like negative. There's like shots in this movie that are like negative where the, I don't know how you can explain negative film, but like there's weird aesthetic touches throughout this movie that make no fucking sense. Like there's a scene where she's trying to land the ship, and like I don't know if it's like a fisheye lens, but it keeps cutting back to it and it's all wide and warped. I'm like, what? I don't know. It's has some really weird visual touches that make zero sense to me.
Yeah, it's very 2000s. It needed like a Rammstein song or something.
Yeah,
could have made it more 2000s. So we're flying a big old ship, bruh. I don't know what the ship's carrying or really remember anything about it, except that it's a big ship. The lady, who the hell is that? Carolyn. She's a pilot, right? Yeah, then the captain's dead. I saw him. He's dead. I'm the captain now. And then the other dude, he's a bounty hunter and a morphine addict. Mm-hmm. Posing as a lawman. Anyways, he's like a bounty hunter posing as a lawman, but then he seems very concerned about the crew for some reason. He's not even, you know, he's just an imposter, really.
Yeah.
Because she's about to blow the whole, what are you doing? I'm about to blow the whole crew. Just release them so we can land this bitch.
Oh, no, that was a different guy. That was the mercenary.
That was a different guy? Okay. Yeah, I thought it was him telling her that.
Getting a rod in the chest. And
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, it was a different guy.
Anyways, we're responsible for all the lives on board. I'm about to blow this bitch. And that'll come back to bite her later.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't do that.
He pries the door open with some device so the computer isn't able to eject the pod with all the civilians.
Yeah. And the ship goes crazy, they wreck. And so there's like her, the fake lawman, there's Jack, a young person who's more than they seem.
Mm-hmm.
Idolizes Riddick. How the hell does she know who Riddick is? And then there's I don't know how to describe it. The Muslim guy trying to travel to New Mecca, and he's got like two kids with him, I think.
Oh yeah, what's his name? Fucking Keith David. Love me some Keith David. Arbiter.
Yeah, listen up, Chief. Yeah, they wreck and they get out the ship, and they look at the back of the ship. Oh my God. It's just a trail and pretty much just the nose of the ship that they were in. The rest of the ship is gone. It's fucking gone. So I don't know if that means the civilian cabin thing is gone too. That they're fighting so hard to save. Because I feel like there should have been way more people if they're talking about jettisoning a thing. Like, what, it just had these five people in it? Don't
Yeah,
do
it's
that to those
kind of
five
confusing
people.
because they say they're transporting 40 people to some off-world planet. But yeah, there's only like six, seven. Oh yeah, there's like another woman, and then there's a guy who like, is he like an antique enthusiast? He's like, this is one of those art dealer, I guess. That's what I took out of him. Anyways, yeah, there's supposed to be 40 people, but there's only like seven or eight of them. So it's kind of unclear, like, were they all in the same thing and only seven of them survived, or were there different civilians in different areas of the ship? It was kind of unclear.
Yeah. And it's like this desert planet, and they look up. What did they say? Two suns? Oh no. And I think they talked about, well, one of the suns is blue. And then yeah. For most of the movie there on out, we're switching to the blue damn light camera lens.
Blue and orange,
Which
yeah. Certain
yeah.
spots are orange, certain spots are blue. It's like, okay,
Yeah,
cool.
they just discovered these lenses or something. Really wanted to use them. Yeah, so they're on this planet and it's a desert planet and they're like, oh, there's no water. They immediately know there's no water. Like, they haven't done much research or looked around. There's no water anywhere. And then, don't worry, the antique salesman can help. He goes and goes to his like cargo or something. It's like a King Tut fucking Tutankhamun sarcophagus. I'm like, okay, what the hell's this? Opens it up. It's booze.
Booze. Okay.
Yeah. He's like, all these are antique and from my personal collection. Be careful. Drink up, drink up. There's no water. It's like, this is not gonna help, dude. I think they mentioned that too. It'll dehydrate you more. Yeah, but there's no water. We've got to do
It's like fuck
it.
up.
We've got to do it. And then I like that where he's like, I want a receipt for that. I want to be reimbursed for every one of my collectible liquors here. Yeah, so they move on. That's really a kind of a useless throwaway scene. It doesn't mean much or do much. How do they first discover something's awry? Well, they come upon like some buildings, right?
Yeah, it's like they kind of stick around the ship for a while, and I think the reason why they leave is not to find resources, it's because Riddick escapes. So, oh no, there's a ship, we have to go find him. It's like, really? Can't we just go look for resources instead? Why do we got to go on a fucking manhunt? It makes no sense. But yeah, Riddick escapes, and so the mercenary parading around as a cop is like, oh, he's so dangerous, so we got to band together and we got to go find him, otherwise he'll kill us in our sleep. So they
Yeah, do you know?
venture off and try and find him.
Yeah, do you know what he did? They don't explain what he did. No, do you? And he's just this badass. And when he first, I think when he first gets caught, right? It's like a scuffle between him and the fake lawman, and then that girl, and they both just kind of whoop his ass. Just two of them. I was like, oh, what a badass. Be careful, this guy. I was like, what? Why? Yeah, and it's like, and it goes in that stupid, they like rip his goggles off, and it goes to his stupid vision where everything's
Oh,
super
his
bright.
eyes, yeah.
And he sees the people. I can't fight without my goggles. And then that Jack, kid, girl, boy, whatever. It's like, oh, I want eyes that shine like yours. Because I don't know what they do, but some CG or just, I don't know, shine a light to make it reflect on his eyes when they're filming. I'm pretty sure it's probably not that good as
Looks
far as the
digital,
CG.
yeah.
Yeah, just add a little bit of light on his eye. How do I get eyes that shine like yours? First, you gotta be, was he in a prison where they tell you you'll never see the
Let's see
light of day again?
that.
So then you pay a prison doctor 20 cools. They still got cool cigarettes in this whatever future this is.
Yeah.
Cool made it. Cool has made it for hundreds of years, and they'll continue to make it. They're like the Weyland-Yutani of this like universe. Cool Corporation funded this ship, and I thought at first I thought that was kind of weird. I was like, wait a minute. There's no light at all in this place, and you're paying a doctor. At first, I thought it was like a just a doctor. Like, what kind of a doctor is going to be swayed by 20 cool cigarettes?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. And then Jesse is like, well, it's a prison doctor. I was like, what's that mean? He's in prison too? In the dark? It's like, yeah, I could. I think I could do it. If you got 20 cools. It's a very dangerous surgery, and I don't have any tools, and I don't have any light. But let's see what we can do. And I don't see why that surgery is that necessary. I mean, it's nice, I guess, if you're in prison the rest of your life in a dark to be able to see. But what else is it going to do for you?
Well, it comes in
I feel.
handy in this situation. So there's that.
Thank God this planet is pitch black. There
Oh, shit.
is. And so, yeah, they find some buildings, I think. Yeah, trying to find him. And there's some ridiculous scenes of like them searching around. They find like some giant skeletons. I can't remember. The Muslim guy's like, they appear to be like almost like elephants from Earth.
Yeah.
Just. And then he's like hiding in one, in like a vertebrate, and the camera will pan over, and you'll see him. And then they'll walk by like a rib cage, and you'll see him like in the
Yeah, so many shots of
in the
that.
rib cage, like kind of sweeping
Oh,
by.
God.
And like the girl leans against one of the rib cages, and he like comes up and has this little knife, and you think he's gonna like stab her through it, and he just she goes away, and he's just got a little bit of hair he cut off,
Chips her
and.
hair off, yeah.
He's got like a hyper sense of smell too, which they never really talk about. They
Yeah.
kind of just hint at, but they don't tell you why. But yeah, these buildings, what do they find? They find like a bunch of human remains, right? Skeletons.
Yeah, and then they find that diorama that has all the planets that spins. That's how they find out that they're about to be
Oh yeah.
Erasmus.
There's a core sample. There's core samples. This core sample was taken 22 days ago. Is that what they said? 22 days? Or was it
22
22
years.
years?
Yeah, 22
22
years.
years ago. Exactly 22 years. And she fucks with the, yeah, the planetarium fucking thing, and it's just got this interface where you can put in days. It's like 22 days
Oh yeah, the more they spin, and
or
then
22
it cuts
years.
within ting
Yeah.
ting 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 2 years, ting ting
It's
ting ting 3 years, all the way to
gonna take a
22.
while, guys. 22 years, she finds out that there was an eclipse 22 years ago, and for some reason the eclipse is always 22 years apart. I don't think that's how eclipses work. They're always like perfectly timed at the exact interval, but that's what they got going on. Oh my God, it goes dark. And what do we got here? Yeah, they're gone. And they find the remains. They find out it has gone dark. I don't know why that matters to them that much, because I don't think they've established these creatures
Yeah,
in the
they've done it a
dark
couple
yet.
times. They had one of the guys gets pulled underground and killed, and they
Oh
blame
yeah, in the
Riddick
tunnel,
for
yeah.
it. And then she goes down there, and there's something down there. And then I think another one of Keith David's followers goes into one of the buildings by himself and gets murdered by a flock of these things. and they I think they catch that flock like flying around, and they shoot down that tunnel. So they establish a little bit, but I don't remember if they say anything about the dark. I think they just kind of put two and two together. Oh, maybe they can't be in the light. I don't know.
Yeah. And like how Riddick is like, he's in that tunnel.
Yeah.
No, he's not. We looked. Look
Look
deeper.
deeper. Yeah.
He's so funny. And anyways, what happens?
They find a escape ship at the complex, but it's down. It's in the old Halo Infinite, campaign mission. They're down a couple fuel cells, so they have to go back to their old ship, grab those fuel cells, and take them back. Sorry, anyone who's played Halo Infinite, you know that there's a lot of fuel cell hunting. But so yeah, so they have to go back to their original ship to grab those fuel cells, and then go back so they can get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, but they're like, how do we even know that these creatures are dangerous or the reason why? Maybe they just left. I know somebody doesn't get their emergency ship ready unless
Yeah.
there's an emergency.
Leave the clothes
That's what I
hanging and there's the photos
know.
and then yeah.
Yeah, leave their photos on the shelf? I don't think so. Maybe they had a weight restriction.
Yeah, well,
How much does a fucking photo weigh?
yeah. I thought that was hilarious. What if they had a weight limit? He's like, he just said clothes in a photo. Like, what do you mean? Oh God,
Have
so
you ever
good.
picked up a photo in Skyrim? It's 0.1, 0.001 weight. It
Oh shit.
doesn't matter. You can have a million photos. They're like the documents and like those kind of games. They don't weigh anything. They don't count against your load.
Yeah.
Okay? They're just lore. So I don't remember why exactly he agrees to help them. Oh yeah, because the guy's like, "Hey, you gotta help us." Oh, why would I do that? Maybe Riddick died in that crash.
I'll let you
Are you
go, yeah.
saying you'd let me walk? I'm saying maybe Riddick died. And then he
Oh
like
God.
unchains him. He's like, "Well, do we have a deal?" And he unchains him. And then what does he do? He holds the gun to him, holds the gun to Riddick, and I just want you to remember this moment. That he spared him and let him go and unchained him, and then Riddick fucking does the whole gun swap,
Switcheroo,
has it on him. I just want you to remember this moment.
yeah.
Okay? I spared you. You didn't spare me. I spared you.
My
'Cause he's a
God.
badass, even though it just took him and that girl to take him down the first
Yeah.
time. And that's pretty much it. Like all this movie is just them wrecking the ship, finding another ship, going back to the first ship, walking to the second ship. This is the whole thing. A ridiculous scene where he can't have any weapons, but he's shaving his head with fucking goop. I
Yeah.
don't know, like oil or something. But this isn't a weapon. This is a hygiene device.
Yeah.
Personal hygiene appliance, I think he
So
says,
many
or some shit.
close-ups of the goo. There's like three of
Yeah, it's like
them. Yeah,
scraping goo on
scraping,
a
yeah.
barrel. Yeah, it's got little hairs in it. I hate it when my little hairs come in on my bald head. Yeah, and then we get well, we get that one, the other girl's death. I can't remember. I think it becomes night. They're traversing the dark desert, and is it the eclipse yet, or is it just nighttime?
It's the
It's the
eclipse.
eclipse, right?
They get
Yeah,
back to
it's.
the ship and they're hurrying to try and get all the things they need to do, and as they're doing it, the eclipse starts to begin.
Yeah, and what they need is blue light tubes. It's like these battery packs that have these blue light tubes. Wrap yourself in these blue light tubes,
Yeah.
and they're just. They're aesthetically kind of cool way to get light onto film, and they're walking with them. I don't remember how that girl dies or why she doesn't have any light.
They
Remember
so they don't
that?
have the light yet. So like when they're gathering everything at their original ship, the eclipse happens and then they stop and they all watch as all the fucking creatures come out of the
Oh,
caves.
yeah.
And then the creatures kind of swarm them, and then everyone's trying to rush back to the ship. And so as they're rushing back, her and Riddick are the only two that are out kind of away from the ship. And then I think they rip her in half, I remember right. But yeah, they
Yeah, they
get her
kind of pick
good.
her up and they're just.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's hard
yeah,
to
and they rip her
tell.
in half. They rip her in half, and then they take her, like top half, in the swarm, and she's like still alive. Ah! It's like, and the creatures are pretty shitty CG, which kind of sucks. Because other than that, it's pretty practical, most of the ships and everything. So other than the creatures are kind of, I don't really like the design. It kind of reminds me of the alien from like Covenant. So it's got the alien like kind of dog-like body, but then it's got this ridiculous hammerhead, fucking four-pointed star thing with a mouth, and it's like, I don't know, a hardened head that it smacks against things like tink, 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 like fucking woodpecker style. It's kind of weird. And those are the full-grown ones. There's a lot of little ones too.
Yeah, they just look like bats to me. That's what it is. Just like, yeah, these look like bats. But the other ones are a little better. But yeah, when they swarm, they just look like a bunch of bats. Which are the ones that kill the woman? But they just look like a bunch of
Yeah.
bats, like rip her in half and take her away. Yeah,
And I don't think the big ones with the hammerheads fly, do they? It's just the little ones?
I think they do. Because towards the end, I know I'm skipping, but towards the end, when they're trying to get to the ship, they're like killing each other and they're like floating
Oh
ahead.
yeah. All right, so they're on their way. People have died. Yeah, I mean, I don't there's not much I can't even remember. They're just walking, get some little scenes. It's not much of Reddick, really. He doesn't do much or say much. Trying to think of some other good, maybe lines he had or scenes he did, but.
I remember seeing this in theater when it was released. It was actually pretty packed. It was kind of bizarre. And anyways, one of the I specifically remember have a memory of everyone collectively laughing at this moment where they use him because he can see in the dark. And so there's a moment where they need him to look out. And so he like looks into a ship, I think they're about to raid. And he's like, looks clear. And then they start walking towards it. And one like flies out.
Oh yeah.
And the mercenary guy's like, you said it was clear. He's like, I said it looks clear. And he's like, well, what does it look like now? And he kind of like looks over, looks back, looks clear. I remember that being
Yeah.
a pretty funny moment.
You
Ha
got him. Sorry that guy died. Yeah. What happened? Eventually this damn lawman dies. How did that happen?
ha. They're marching back to the escape ship because the whole idea is for them to grab enough light and march back to the ship they need to be to get, and they're going to haul the fuel cells with them. And so I think the first when they first get out there and they have everything wrapped in the blue lights, they have the torches, they have the flares, and then it all kind of goes to shit really quickly. Like the antique guy runs off and fucking ruins it because he detaches the blue lights from the there's like a core light thing that he rips out. Anyway, so a couple of people die. Well, it was a cool moment. That was the trailer moment. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember this being the I think the end of the trailer where the guy's like sitting in the dark and he blows into the fire, and then when it lights up, there's like fucking 50 of them surrounding him. Thought that was kind of fun. Still an effective scene. Anyways, I don't know her, what's her name? Is it Fry? Is it Fry or Fly? I know her first name is Kathy, but they call her Fry or Fly. I don't remember which one it is, but
Fry.
Fry. Okay. So
Carol.
Fry and the mercenary guy get into an argument, and after that argument, him and Riddick are leading the pack, and he starts trying to convince Riddick to, like, kill, sacrifice a member of the group to, take the scent off of them. And so Riddick's like, well, I'm wondering if we need a bigger piece of bait. And then he's like, what do you mean? And then there's like a close up of the eyes, and then a close up of the
Yeah,
eyes. And then they just get into a fight. And then, yeah, the aliens come and kill him.
I love the part where it's like Yeah, one of their first attacks on the walk there, he's like, careful. Now they have a scent for our blood.
Oh,
Like he just knows they like what? How'd you figure that? It's because they've killed humans before. Obviously, they're like, no, now they have our blood. Our collective blood. And then I mean they stop and I think the fry has a cut or something. They could get the scent of the blood. It's like it's just a little cut. I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, yeah.
And then he like turns to the I was talking about her. And then so far we think Jack is a boy. And then and so they're saying like fucking she's menstruating. The bears can smell it. And then it's like he can smell it. It's like I don't know. It's so weird. And then like there's no and then there's like the short explanation. Oh, I thought pretending to be a boy would make me safe. For what? Where? On the ship or right now once we wrecked? I don't understand what you're talking about. And like your head was already shaved. Was this all pre-planned? And anyways, I didn't understand that at all. And there's a funny line. Somebody stick a cork in her.
Yeah, point her up and let's go. It's
It's
like
like,
Jesus.
oh my God. So they keep going. And eventually the Muslim guy dies too. Oh, no, wait, he doesn't die. All of
No,
his
he's yeah, he
all
survives.
the kids he's with. Yeah, all the kids he's with. So I she gets Fry gets separated from the group
Yeah,
and
they're like going
what
through the canyon and it starts to rain and it starts to like put out their fires, and so they hole up in the, like this cave. And then Riddick, I think, closes them in and then continues on with the fuel cells and then gets the ship
Yeah.
powered. And then while they're in the cave, they see some light source and these little luminescent blue buggy things. So they
Yeah.
grab like fucking 300 of these fuckers and put
Cram
into the bottle.
them into this Jack Daniels bottle. Jack Daniels is still around and cool cigarettes. And she's like scraping off the
Scraping
labels.
the way, yeah. So yeah, she runs out there to find him and sees that he's got the ship powered up and ready to leave, and she's trying to convince him to stay because she feels bad because she almost killed everybody on board, so she feels like she owes these people, and he's like, no, you don't owe him anything. And yeah, they get into a fight, and he's like, would you die for them? She's like, I would try. That's not what I'm asking. He's like, I would die for them. He's like, very interesting. And then they go back.
No, he's like, I like when he did that. I was like, good. This was a test. Now I'll help you. It's like, I just needed to know
Oh
you
my
die
God.
for them. Yeah, and it's like, I like how he's like, just come with me. You can save yourself. And it's just the Muslim guy and the girl at that point, right? So you just, right?
Thought there was a follower. How did the second? Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it is just Keith David and her. I thought there was one more follower with him, but I'm trying to remember if there's a death scene that happens in between, but I don't think there is. So yeah, I think you're right. I think it is just Fry
So
and
just
Keith
be
David.
two people you're leaving behind, really.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I can't. Which wouldn't be so bad, but one of them's like a young girl. Yeah, so they turn around because she passed the test. And they go back.
Yeah, they go
And
back
get.
and join hands and run back to the complex.
Hold up the Jack Daniel's bug bottle. And what do they. How does she fucking die? I'm trying to remember.
They
Oh, oh,
get to the
God.
ship and Riddick is separated and he gets into a fight with a couple of aliens off screen. They actually don't show the fight.
Remember this? Like they don't see him for some reason.
Yeah, he finds the blind spot. Yeah, he knows where
Oh
the blind spot
yeah,
is. Yeah.
and then he's like punching him in the head and shit. It's fucking ridiculous. Fighting this big CG thing, and then yeah, she comes up, and I don't remember exactly how it happened, but they're like standing face to face, almost embracing or something, and then she just gets what, pulled away?
Yeah, she's like
Like,
tr she
phew.
finds him like all bloody and she's trying to help him back to the
Oh,
ship.
yeah.
And then like you hear a whoop and then that kind of jolts them both up and they're just staring at each other. And then yeah, during that moment she gets whisked off into the night, into the pitch black.
Yeah, never to be seen again.
Yeah, she
I
did.
was like,
She
damn,
died
that's
for them.
okay. So he gets on the ship with the girl and the dude, and can't remember. He turns it on, right? And then he turns it off, and they're all kind of converging on the ship. They're on the window, and they're on the back part next to the thrusters. And what does he say? He's like, I owe him one or something.
He says, we can't leave. And then there's a beat until we say goodnight. And then he turns everything back on.
Turns on the and then there's a couple on the windshield, so he does the windshield.
Oh my
Oh
God.
shit. So he takes off. Yeah, and that's kind of it, right? And they just fly away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And then we get some credits. Yeah, fucking nothing to this movie, really. That's really weird that it like spawned this franchise of
Yeah.
movies. I even hear there's like another Riddick coming out, because
Jesus.
there's on that guy's filmography, the director. It's like Riddick Furia or something, and it's like TBD. So it's like in the works. So people are still wanting this shit. Yeah, I'd never seen this. I'd seen like parts of it. I just didn't like Vin Diesel back
Yeah.
then. I still don't. I just avoided. I think this was the first one he was in, right? This is before Fast and Furious, which is 01.
Yeah.
I don't remember when Triple X came out. I think that was maybe like 01 or 02.
Yeah, it was after Fast. Yeah, after Fast
Yeah,
Furious.
but I didn't like him. And the first thing I ever saw him in was Triple X. And I was like, oh, fuck this. I'm not down
Yeah.
with this. Grinding a fucking serving tray. Yeah.
What a great movie. What a great
So I
movie.
never went. So I, and obviously I saw him in Fast and Furious. So I never went back and watched Pitch Black. And I never really saw any Riddick movies. Now I'm seeing I wasn't missing out on anything. Yeah, it's pretty boring, pretty lame.
Yeah,
It's
70% of
got
this movie is like setup. The actual darkness part of this movie is really only the last 30 minutes, I want to say. I remember hitting the thing. I was like, how much longer? Like, it just went dark. And I remember seeing like 42 minutes or something. I'm like, damn, we just spent an hour of build up, which some people like slow burns, but I'm like, man, you got to get to the darkness faster.
yeah. I can't appreciate parts of this movie for, like the wiki said, people liking the innovative ideas.
Yeah.
I do like the early 2000s movies. It feels like everyone was trying to innovate. There's a lot of really unique ideas getting thrown around. A lot
Yeah,
of times
totally.
it didn't work, but fuck, man. Thanks for trying, because fucking movies now, it's gotten so stale. Nobody wants to try anything.
Yeah.
As cookie cutter. So, like early 2000s, Matrix had just come out. People are just trying to come up with these fucking really out there concepts and ideas and put them in sci-fi movies, and I'm all for it. I just don't think this one was that great. Yeah, so Pitch Black. Interesting ideas, kind of boring execution. The main, he's not even the main character really, but the kind of the Fonzie of the movie, who would end up carrying more movies, was just barely used at all. Just get a couple little one-liners, that's about it. So I think, dang, it's like a six for me. It's not very good.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen this movie. Like I said, I remember seeing this in theaters. I grew up on this movie. I watched it a lot because a lot of, like what you just said, it was a cool concept. It's a fun B movie. I mean, it's not like trying to be high art. This reminds me of like movies from like you would see. I haven't seen, but I know they exist. But like movies from like the 40s and 50s that are like the big spider, you know, like the cheesy B movie monster stuff. This is what this feels like from the 2000s. And yeah, it's mostly entertaining. It's not the greatest. The CG doesn't hold up. It does take a little too long. Riddick, there's something charming about that one. Not Vin Diesel, but just that character, just like a big, burly, fucking cursing, violent hero guy, you know, that's just very 2000s-y. Like you said, all the cheesy lines. Like the one I don't think we discussed, but there's one moment where he actually fights one hand to hand and he ends up killing it, and the camera like lingers on his face and he's like, did not know who he was fucking with. So it's like a little like quirks like that. I don't know. There's something kind of charming about that kind of
Yeah,
character.
didn't the girl like say something too after he does
I
something like
think
that? She's
so.
like, "Yeah, who thinks he's fucking with?"
So there's something like we don't really get characters like that anymore. A lot of our heroes these days are very kind of cookie cutter and vanilla. So it's kind of refreshing to go back and see someone like Riddick, who's a little more edgy, I guess. Yeah, this is a movie that has like a concept that you kind of have to suspend your disbelief a little bit, because the idea is that there's no light source and it's pitch black. But it's like at the same time you are filming a movie, so you do have to have light sources to like light your actors. So it kind of became distracting a little bit, especially when it starts to rain because everything becomes reflective. And I'm like, dude, there's light all over this movie because it's being reflected everywhere. I'm like, this ain't as pitch black as you're saying. So you kind of have to suspend your disbelief a little bit and just know that yeah, there's lighting all over this movie. Yeah, it's okay. It wasn't as entertaining as I remember it being. There's some cool moments. I do think the set piece where they first leave and everything goes wrong immediately, I feel like that's pretty realistic, and it's pretty thrilling. It's like one guy rips the cord away and everything goes dark and you're like, oh, what's gonna happen? So like there's some fun intense moments, but overall, yeah, not as entertaining as I remember it being. So I was coming today with 6.7, so I'm not too far from you, but yeah, it's a relatively fun monster sci-fi B movie.
Yeah, it's really interesting back then, like what could make you like a movie star and really make something pop. It's like just an interesting look. You didn't have to be
Yeah.
good. Just like you're bald and you're ripped. Oh yeah, people are taking interest.
Yeah,
Getting
totally.
I think three movies after this and a video game. Like that's a lot of shit coming from this pretty subpar movie.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy. Good for him.
I saw the prequel, which I think is Chronicles of Riddick. That movie wasn't very good. But I never saw the they actually made another one in 2013, 2012. It was just called Riddick, and it seemed like just like a remake of Pitch Black. It's just Riddick on another on the same planet, I think, with just another group of people trying to survive. That's what it seemed like. I don't know if that is true. I never saw that one though. I kind of want to go back. It's the only one I haven't seen, so I might as well go back and
He now just takes odd jobs guiding people through that
Yeah.
planet on like safari or some shit. I've
Oh
done this
God.
before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 6.7, 6.0. Check it out. It's on Peacock streaming right now, or VHS probably, I'd
Yeah.
imagine. Yeah, so thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for getting us to episode 200. It's a pretty good little chunk of time we've been doing this. We appreciate you coming and hanging out and making it possible. On YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Music, we on all of them, man. So check us out and come hang out every Sunday. We'd appreciate it. And until the next Vs, we'll take peace.
Peace.
Happy 200!